Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Luke, a new kind of veggie burger sold out in 1 hour during a trial at Whole Foods. People say it's the veggie burger everybody's been waiting for because, unlike other veggie burgers, this one does what?
It bleeds.
It does, Luke. Ooh. It does bleed. Ah. The new Beyond Burger is what it's called. Bleeds bright red beet juice when you bite into it.
That's disgusting.
So they're well on the way to perfectly simulating the real burger experience just as soon as they can figure out a way to make it give you heart disease. Based on this success, they're about to launch their next innovation, a veggie chicken patty that begs for its life. But here's the thing. It's weird to think that, like, carefully simulated bleeding is what vegetarians crave. I know a number of vegetarians. I thought you loved your vegetables. I didn't think you secretly resented them for not having flesh.
Beets have feelings.
They're feeling pretty beet.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh. What are they calling this? The stigmata burger?
No, it's it's a miracle.
Well, they can make waffles that bleed. You can make anything that bleeds. If you can.
That would be alarming.
Yeah.
The good news is you don't have to eat bloody waffles anymore if you're not hungry.
That's true.
We know that now. I know. That's what the research shows.
I like a waffle that bleeds, a pancake that screams.
That would be an incredibly effective diet plan.
It really would be.
If all of your food was just deeply upsetting as you tried to eat it.
I know.
Or it really asks you to eat it. You know, if that would be even worse if it was, they had a sort of masochistic thing about
please,
it.
Please, please.
Eat me.
Take it all me. Someone.